What if I told you one of the coolest comic book movies ever made was not even based on a comic book? Of course, I'm talking about Sam Raimi's Darkman, a film that L.P. Longmire still has not seen, so in this video, I will be doing an impression of him while I break it down. Imagine this. Liam Neeson plays a scientist who invented a 3D printer. What does it print? Synthetic human skin to help burn victims. One night after being attacked in his lab, he is left physically disfigured and permanently burned and left to die. The extent of his wounds would leave him in constant agony, so doctors subjected him to an experimental nerve procedure that cut off his pain receptor. The side effect, however, is that when the brain is unable to feel pain, it replaces it with other feelings, causing Peyton's emotions to be amplified and triggering an adrenal overload that gives him enhanced strength. It's a lot like that recent Jack Quaid movie, Novocaine, where the guy can't feel any pain, except it's paired with heightened emotions and mental instability. After becoming physically unrecognizable and with everyone in his life believing that he's dead, Peyton not only seeks revenge on the people who harmed him, but he also uses his synthetic skin formula to create realistic masks and allow him to become whoever he wants. In the darkest hour, there is a light that shines on every human being but one. They destroyed everything he had, everything he was. Now crime has a new enemy, and justice has a new face. This movie came out in 1990, and it's chock full of that Sam Raimi style. It's campy, it's bizarre, it's badass, and it's the blueprint for what Sam Raimi would eventually do with his Spider-Man trilogy. And even though Darkman was not based on a comic book, in 1993, Marvel made him an official comic character when they released a 6-issue comic run. If you're a fan of Sam Raimi and you still haven't seen this one, I highly recommend it. He is everyone and no one, everywhere but nowhere. He is Darkman. That was ridiculous. It's a good movie. Go watch it.